All right. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. You're listening to Who's Talking. We're back, and we're going to welcome Dr. Jody Smith on in just a moment. Dr. Smith, we're delighted to have him back this year. He was on a couple of times last year, and he's going to give us an overview of the injury situation at UVA going into this first game, as well as he's going to give us a little bit of analysis on the situation of treating concussions, which in the old days it was count how many fingers are we holding up and get back in the game. Today it's a whole lot different. So anyway, Dr. Smith has been with West End Orthopedic for well over a decade. He's a UVA undergraduate graduate. He was an Eccles Scholar, a Jefferson Scholar, and he also graduated from the UVA Med School. So
lived in Eccles. Does that count?
No, it does not, Jim.
Oh.
Jim, I'm glad you remember that there was an Eccles dorm.
Now, the piece of trivia, I lived in Eccles the first year that Eccles Scholars did not live in Eccles Dormitory. So it confused a lot of people and made people think I was smarter than I am.
You probably were the reason that they moved him out of there. Yeah. Anyway, Jody, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, how you doing, Frank? Jim, how are y'all tonight?
We're doing well.
We're great. We're glad to have you back. As you and I were reminiscing on the phone the other day, not much information on the injury front for UVA, knock on wood, and I'm knocking. It's great for Virginia to be going into this first game of the season with very few injuries. And, you know, we know that Matt Conrath has recovered from his terrible foot, ankle, knee injury that he suffered up there at Maryland in the rain. Joe Torsia had shoulder surgery back in the spring, but he appears to be doing okay. Dominique Wallace, the running back, seems to be doing okay with his foot recovery. Maybe middle linebacker Steve Greer maybe still feeling a little bit of the conditioning issues resulting from that dreaded high ankle sprain. And you pointed out that Rodney McLeod had a knee sprain. Has there been any other news?
I can't remember ever us being this healthy going into the season. And as you said, I've been a fan for a long time. I haven't heard of any significant injuries at all, to be honest with you. The McLeod thing, I think, is just a nick. And, you know, Greer's ankle sprain may have been the only thing that's kind of keeping him from being a starter. I don't know. London certainly talks a lot about how well he's played in practice. But he had one of those high ankle sprains, and you hear that term thrown around a lot, obviously, Frank. But the basic difference between the normal ankle sprain and the high ankle sprain is that the high ankle sprain involves the ligaments, not just down on the outside of the ankle where you've twisted your ankle playing basketball or anything like that. It's more up between the two bones, and the problem with that is that if those two bones get separated, it's so much harder to plant and twist. And we had a problem a few years ago with our tight ends having this issue, and last year, as you said, Conrath had it and Greer had it, and both seem to have gotten back and be playing well. And as I said, we're lucky, knock on wood. I don't have anybody else really to talk about. It's a good problem to have.
Let me just ask you, Jody, and maybe this is more of a trainer question than a doctor question, but is there any particular way that you could tape those ankles to maybe alleviate the tendency toward those high ankle sprains?
I mean, certainly people have looked at it before, Jim, and we do the typical taping where you tape up, you know, usually about 4 or 5 inches above the ankle to try to give it some support. And normally, when you roll an ankle, the bottom of the foot turns inward toward the other foot, and the outside ligaments are stretched. And with the high ankle sprain, what normally happens is, in addition to that, the leg will rotate, kind of outward, and the twisting kind of levers the bones, and they separate. And so, unfortunately, it's more than just the roll; it's the twist. And there's really not a good way to really particularly protect against it. With the new turf that we have, where you get more grip with your cleats, you know, the foot will hold, and if your body's going, that seems to be the point to give.
So in layman's terms, it's more prone to football than basketball, I would think.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And, you know, Frank wanted to talk a little bit about concussion, too, and it's just interesting to me that one of our in-studio guests last year was James Ferrier,
right?
And he's playing an exhibition game in Denver. His helmet flies off, and he gets hit in the head and gets a laceration. I guess one way to avoid concussions is to keep your helmet on, if nothing else.
That's probably the best way to do it. We've had a significant increase in kind of concussion awareness in the last couple of years. And I think that it's happened a lot more in high school, but also in college. Two papers came out in the last year. One was an NFL study. I'm sure people have heard that basically shows that concussions lead to long-term significant damage and dementia over time. And then there was another study that came out that basically said that we were underdiagnosing concussions on a really significant scale. And apparently there were about 70,000 concussions in high school football in the states in the 2008-2009 year. So, as Frank so eloquently put it, how many fingers am I holding up and go back in is really no longer the standard. And you know, there were so many kids that I guess that we told they had their bell rung, and we would, you know, once their symptoms cleared up, we would let them go back in. But
Frank's missed that question a few times, even without a concussion.
I had a few concussions.
Does that not surprise
when
me?
When you're very funny, Jim. You know, friends like Jim, who needs the other? 5'7", you run into the middle of the line, and some of the linemen back in those days were 6'2", 220. Mm. Linebackers were 180, 185. It's amazing I didn't get killed, actually, thinking back about it. But, Jody, let's talk about your concussions on the high school and the college level. What happens today? A kid goes into a physical confrontation. They're colliding at a high rate of speed. One or two go down. They get them off the field. What happens next?
Well, it used to be, as you said, we assessed them. If they hadn't gotten knocked unconscious and they showed signs that they kind of knew what was going on, we normally let them go back in. That, as recent as 3 or 4 years ago, we would do that. And now we've got concussion monitoring systems in place in most of the colleges, all the colleges and some of the high schools where there are computer systems that we use. But even at the high school level, we have a lot of times we'll do kind of preseason testing where we'll have a certain number of questions that we'll ask the student athletes, and then we can use a baseline level to then assess them at the time if they have another injury. So you get hit, you come off the field. If you've lost consciousness, you're out of the game. You don't go back in. If you haven't lost consciousness but you look confused, we ask you a certain number of questions. If you don't score your perfect score on those questions, you're done for the game now. And the new rules are that basically if you've had a concussion, which means that you falter from the baseline level of what those questions would be, you're out for basically a week. You miss a game because you've had a significant injury and your brain needs an opportunity to heal. So you have to be 7 days of no symptoms before you can go back and do contact sports again. And in football, that means missing a week of play.
Wow, that's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, Jody, we really do thank you for joining us. We thank West End Orthopedic. We thank all your colleagues, and we're going to have others on as we go through the fall talking about any injuries that do occur over in Charlottesville. Hopefully we won't have anything to talk about, but I'm sure we will because it is football. Barrett, enjoy the game on Saturday. It's a fun time of year. Everybody kind of anticipates the start of a new season, so we all look forward to it, but we look forward to having you back again soon.
I hope it's quiet next time too, Jim.
All right, Jody Smith of West End Orthopedic could join us. We'll go to break now and come back. And don't forget, after the top of the hour, Chris Horn, UVA or the Sabre recruiting analyst.